good Monday morning. How's everybody doing this morning on a Monday? This is CA on iHeartRadio and Eternity Ready Radio. We have a morning show from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Also want to thank you again for tuning in on the iHeartRadio network. Hope everybody is doing well on a Monday. It is a very cold, I am talking extremely cold day here at beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, here at Faith Studio One. Stand by 1 second. We got a PSA announcement. There we go. Okay. It is in the 30s over here. It's supposed to get up to nearly in the 60s today, so I can't wait for that to happen. But anyway, we got a great show lined up. I'm going to be talking about here in a little bit. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for the condolences. If you haven't heard already, my friend Ricky, he passed away around 3:30 yesterday afternoon on a Sunday. He was a COVID-19 victim. He did have COVID. The COVID had left his body, but did a lot of damage on his lungs. They wasn't even expecting him to make it through the weekend, so he made it. And we wanted to, at our close of our show today, we want to be sure to pray for Ricky's wife, Louise. And we also want to pray for his daughter, Tammy, and his son. I don't know the name of his son. I forgot. But we need to pray for them as they get ready to prepare his homecoming, his funeral here in the next few days. It's a sad situation, guys. Please be safe. Please wear your mask. I've did some videos. Hey, you can like me on my Facebook page, and you can see the video itself on masking and stuff. Now, some devotionals that I share from time to time. Like me on my Facebook page. Search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You can't miss us. Check that like button for free. Also, follow me on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, and Google Podcasts. We're all over the market. Okay, let's talk about, before we do that, I also want to give you my email address, questions, comments, suggestions, and that's right, prayer request, feel free, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, when you go to that Facebook page, you can message me for free, no problem at all. Okay, let's talk about what's going on our show today here at Faith Studio One. All right. Got a Bible devotion I'm going to be talking about here in a little bit called The Joy of Christmas. And going to be Bible teaching, going back to my archives, I've taught on this before, Lessons Hidden in the Christmas Story. We'll get closer to Christ's birthday. Got some great Christmas songs coming up here in a little bit. But before we do that, after our Bible devotion, I got Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church. He likes to come by on Mondays or Tuesdays. He's here. And we've got Mr. Grinch. He is smiling. He's sitting here and he's just happy-go-lucky. Everybody's masked up and we're ready to roll here in a little bit. Y'all taking care of yourself? You getting your Christmas shopping done online? I hadn't even started. It's going to be a crazy year. Guys, please be safe during these pandemic times. The vaccines are coming. Stay strong. We know that Jesus Christ has us. Palm is his hand. Those of y'all that have got the flu and you're down and out on that as well, we're praying for you, okay? And we love you. All right, let's get those jumping jacks rolling. What do you say, as always say? Jack-O-Lane style. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. On a Monday morning. Okay, and today's Bible devotion is The Joy of Christmas. Scripture reminds us in the book of Matthew, chapter 2 and verse 10, Scripture says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. You know, friends, every year people write and they say how much they dread Christmas. Often they complain. The complaint stems of how busy they will be or how much money they will spend. Did those wise men who journeyed, think about this, hundreds of miles, if you can imagine, across the desert to seek out the infant Jesus ever feel that way? After all, it took months to make the enormous trip, and they had gone to expense to provide gifts of gold, frankincense, myrrh, for the new child. I doubt it. In fact, as they journeyed near its end, we read that they exceedingly had great joy. What made the difference? Well, their focus was totally on Jesus, the one who was going to be called the Emmanuel, God with us. Find that in the good book of Matthew, chapter 1 and verse 23. Don't let this Christmas season overwhelm you, even during pandemic times. Just don't let it. And let me ask you, do you feel like that you do everything or you go into debt just to impress other people? Focus instead on Jesus. Take time every day to read the prophecies of his coming and the wonderful story of his birth. Make this Christmas one of the exceedingly great joy. Amen. Amen. And I know it's hard for a lot of y'all that's lost people with COVID. I know it is. My heart really pours for you. And, sometimes I just don't know what to say. I'm kind of speechless. But what I can tell you is just keep pressing on and stay strong. And know that you got people that love you, care about you. All right, that being said, let's go ahead. We're going to get a little sister sledge. The deacon, the deke, stand by. Oh boy, he wants to sing. Let's let him sing, I guess.
We are family. I got all my sisters and me. Right, T.A., sing it, buddy. We are family. Come on, everybody, to stand.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Deacon, I think I was ever so kind. It was great to hear you singing. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Let's give him some morning crow this morning. What do you guys say? Deke, how you doing, buddy?
C.A., I am doing just fine, and I'm hearing that you're telling me. I'm looking over here at Mr. Glitch, and we're going to team up again?
Yeah, for a little bit. I'm going to have you and Mr. Grinch team up for a little bit. And yes, indeed, we are going to fix and do the intro here in just a minute on Mr. Grinch. So yes, without a doubt, I hope you're doing well. What's been going on with you, sir?
Well, C.A., let me tell you something. Grinch, don't be laughing at me, Mr. Grinch. C.A., I just want to say I've been doing good. Yeah, I've just been busy. But, everything has been going well. I gotta tell you, everything. And, you know, God's been so good to me. Now, we haven't even started our, Christmas shopping yet. And I heard Grinch wants to talk a little bit about that, too, as well with me, about shopping.
Yeah, he does.
But I want to tell you something. No matter what, we're going to get through all this. And I heard that vaccines are coming. So I'm looking very forward for that to come and you know, thus get better come next year. It's going to be a better year there. Amen.
Amen. Excuse me, I got an allergy this morning. We're all masked up here at Faith Studio One. Let's go ahead, Deacon, if you'll just stand by 1 second. Let's go ahead and do the Grinch. Stand by.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Yes, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Well, I don't know about that. I think his heart has changed since he's accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, your friend, you got it. The Grinch, let's give him some hand clapping as well. A new Christian as of about 3 weeks ago. And I want to give him some morning crow this morning. Hello, Grinch, how are you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing just fine there, CA, and hello, everybody. This is the Grinch.
Well, good deal. It's always so good talking to you. I've got your little buddy right next to you.
Well, about 6 feet away, right?
Yes, I do. And you know exactly who I'm talking about. I am talking about the deacon, right, Deke?
Well, see, if you give me a little time to talk and explain to Mr. Grinch what's going on, I'd be more glad to. Plus, we got CA, and he's just sitting there, Grinch, and he's just popping those daggum M&M peanuts like it's no tomorrow.
Now, hold on, Deacon. I love M&M peanuts, especially during Christmas. I even think they even have them on Valentine's Day. Excuse me, I'm kind of battling a little allergy this morning. Everybody forgive me. I haven't got anything. I'm okay, by the way.
Well, you better be there between me and the Mr. Grinch. Social distance, that is, with the mask on.
That's right. But yes, I do happen to have peanut M&Ms that I'm munching on. Already had my coffee. I'm coffeeed up. So yeah, I'm feeling good.
Well, give CA a little bit of time there, Grinch, because here's the thing about it. You know, there's nothing wrong with the M&Ms. Now, Grinch, I didn't say nothing was wrong with the M&Ms. I'm just saying that, you know, CA just popping them like popcorn.
Well, if I want to... Hold on, guys. Time out. Now, if I wanted to pop it like popcorn, I would do that. But you don't pop, Deacon, M&Ms with... in a microwave.
Well, see, yeah, you did that, then the chocolate would melt, and then you'd have a big old mess. Now, that wasn't very, very nice there, Mr. Deacon. Well, I'm just saying.
You know what, guys? I think eventually I'm going to have a show before Christmas. I'm thinking about doing one with you two. You guys are comical. Goodness gracious. All right, so here we go. Let's talk a little bit, just briefly. We got just a little bit of time. Y'all here at Faith Studio, want to thank you so much for stopping in. Deacon says, if I'm not mistaken, he hasn't done any Christmas shopping. Is that right, Deacon?
That is exactly right.
All right, okay. And I haven't done any Christmas shopping, either online or vice versa. Now, Mr. Grinch, I heard you've done some Christmas shopping.
See, I've done a lot of Christmas shopping. The honest way, since I've accepted Jesus Christ into my life.
That's right. And that's the greatest gift. And you know what? Can you tell everybody out there in Radio Land, even on iHeartRadio and Eternity Ready Radio and all my other networks, can you tell them the reason for Christmas?
Well, the reason for Christmas, EA, like we talked about, is because it's Jesus' birth. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Amen. Amen, and I hope you continue to tell others.
Now, what I want to tell Mr. Grinch is, hang in there, my friend, because you'll be able to get these Christmases. I would order them online. That's exactly what Mr. Grinch did. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I might just have to do that. ZA kind of gave me some online places that still running some specials. So I'm going to do that and have them shipped to my buddies and grandkids and all that. Well, that's good. You need to do that.
That's right. That's right, boys. All right. Well, listen. It's always nice, even during short times, to talk to you all. I've got a Jim Nabors Christmas song I want to play. Oldie but goodie. Oh, come all ye faithful. Now, before I play that song, is there anything you want to say?
I just want to say, CA, that I hope everybody has a great week, and the Grinch will be back next week.
That's right, and I may even squeeze a special in with you and the Deacon.
That's right, C.A. Me and old Grinch here, we're going to go get a cup of coffee at Starbucks. Your coffee's a little stale, if you know what I mean.
Well, I turned the thing off about an hour ago.
Well, that explains it, C.A.
All right, well, go have a safe one, guys. Oh, come all ye faithful. Jim Nabors, the late, great Jim Nabors.
Come let us
Amen. You know what? I miss my daughter playing her trumpet, and the COVID just messed everything up. But I can't wait to the day where I can hear her play again. She's a sophomore. I got one raised, and I got two in high school, one in junior high around in the corner there. And I tell you, my daughter, she's got a silver trumpet, and she just loves it. She said, "Dad, I cannot wait till I can get back out there and play that." And that's my prayer, and we're going to continue to pray that eventually, you know, we get this vaccine. Like I said, it's a coming, and life will get back to normal. It's going to be a slow go, but we'll get there. Well, today, on a Monday, we are going to talk about lessons that are hidden in the Christmas story. What's the best Christmas story, friends, you've ever heard? The one that drew you in and have you hanging on every word until the end. The dramatics probably involve suspense and danger and heart-tugging moments. How about those Hallmark movies? Some of us watch those Hallmarks. Or Jimmy Stewart, It's a Wonderful Life. See, I can have Jimmy Stewart voice come out of me every once in a blue moon. And you probably watched It's One More Time on that. It's a Wonderful Life, CA. That's right, for the 49th time. But today I want you to sit back, have your coffee, relax, or if you're on break at work and you have time to listen to my podcast show, USO Radio Network, I want to welcome you guys too as well. All of our military troops, we love you. We appreciate you. I'm going to give you some key points, okay? Just some key points that's going to help people like me and you, lessons we've learned that's hidden in the Christmas story. First one I want to point out to you is that God offers forgiveness to all. Scripture reminds us, friends, in the book of Isaiah chapter 11 and verses 1 and 2, it says, "Thou shalt come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from the roots shall bear fruit." You know, the underlining message on this, woven throughout the Christmas story, is God and sinners reconcile. Remember that song? God and sinners reconcile. Joyful all, you know that song. Whether we're proud of our ancestral roots or not, we're stuck with them. And when we don't get to choose the, you know, our laryngeal, I guess you could say, God chose Christ's human ancestry right from David's seed. You see, David, the man after God's own heart, yet David, the man who committed adultery, as you well remember. This speaks from to our Father's abundant mercy. You see, the Messiah descended from the human royal bloodline, but one riddled with human frailty. But Christ, heavenly ancestrally, reigned perfect, pure, and holy. This is the ministry of reconciliation. You see, God sent Emmanuel, God with us, to save his people from their sins. So no matter who you are and what you've done, God loves you. And he wants you to be a part of his life with him forever and ever. Second point I want to make is Christ will be our shepherd. Scripture reminds us in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God to the highest, and peace, goodwill toward men." You see, friends, the shepherds were looked down on the Bethlehem society. You know, people didn't actually rub elbows back then or have social events. But God's message were clear. This is hope for all people, including all the shepherds. Also keep in mind, there's another reason why the appearance to the shepherds is important. If you go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34 and verse 15, Scripture reminds us, "I will feed my flock and I will make them lie down," says the Lord God. It's one of the many passages, friends, in the Old Testament referring to Christ as our shepherd. You see, Christ came to bestow peace, but also to lead us. What a comfort. Isn't it nice to have God as our comforter? You know, in times I think of Ricky being up there in heaven and his wife being comforted, Louise being comforted by God. That's a good example. Tammy, his daughter, oldest daughter, being comforted by God. Even during times of loss, some of y'all that have lost loved ones this year, either due to COVID or other circumstances. Isn't it nice to know you can have comfort through God because you can? Another point I want to make is God can perform the impossible. Scripture reminds us in the book of Luke chapter 1 verses 46 through 50, great passage. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies to the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of the maid servant. For behold, hereforth all generations call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and the holy his name, and his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation." You see, cousins Mary and Elizabeth, they had each other. Each had miraculous reasons to rejoice. You see, God had honored their everyday faithfulness by granting them pregnancies. Both seemed impossible. One, an old woman that was age 80. The other, a virgin. And the angel said to Mary unto the announcement that she would conceive in holiness, "For nothing shall be impossible with God." Amen. Amen. And that's true. Excuse me. Another point I want to make is in the book of Luke, Scripture reminds us, chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. "So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn." You know, we tend to glance over the stable birth, forgetting how traumatizing that would be for an expected mom. But you can be sure that Mary, a female, probably fretted over this. You know, each of the four times that I remember people that I know that were pregnant, they were worried about their time of delivery. Whether it's going to be during the night, during the day, at the hospital, or on a road trip. Well, see, Mary was on a trip. And not only that, but she couldn't find a decent room to lay, which to have her baby. So she had to lay him where the animals feed. But God used Mary as an unwedded teenager girl to deliver his Christmas gift on a trip in a barn. He provided in his way and his time. Another point I want to make to you all is that God grants peace when we wait on him. But Mary kept all things and pondered her in her heart. Find that in the book of Luke, chapter 2 and verse 19. You see, Mary had just experienced unexpected excitement with the shepherds rushing in and out, telling everybody about her baby. Not only was she processing, but she was probably experienced protective material instincts. She recalled the angel's words to her, "Blessed are you among women, Son of God, and nothing shall be impossible with God," were now fulfilled. This was really happening as she needed time to catch up with the ratifications for her son, her family. So when we pause to reflect, we allow the Spirit to speak. You know, we can reflect on the wonder of the personal God, because God of the impossible. My last point. God is in control of leadership and world events. Just remember that. You know, you got this, and I don't mean bring politics up, since the election, I won. Republican, Democrat. Look, this is always going to be God's world, regardless. And you know what? He's like, "Oh, see, I." No. Check it out in Scripture. Circle it. Make note. Good book of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. You know, when Herod the king, he was troubled and Jerusalem was with him, and they had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together. He inquired of them where Christ was to be born. If you remember well, Herod was jealous, and he knew, and God knew it. In fact, God allowed the wise men to go straight to this pompous king in search of a real king. Why? Because God the Creator set the star in the sky, pointing to the wise men in Bethlehem. But then nothing, no directions. They had lost sight of the star. Surely the king would know. He could come and he could tell them where the child king was. So they thought, as you read on in Scripture. But he sought to find the, he was trying to find the child and destroy him. And every twist, every turn of the story, as you read it, of Christ's birth, God hands over rules. Same in America, same in the whole entire world. You see, our God made, and I repeat, our God made the earth, the stars, and he had a plan. So our world is much the same, chaotic state, as it was back in Harold's day. We worry about the future. It's hard trusting a God that we cannot see while perplexing events unfold. But I want you to remember something, guys, through all of this. But God is in control. He is in control, and peace lies in resting in the Prince of Peace. Like most of these Hallmark movies that you see during Christmas time, this story, which is a true story, has a happy ending, yet one with complex meaning. Even though we are a sinful people, God regards us, our lowliness, desiring to forgive and shepherd us through life. As the shepherds returned to the sheep-dotted hills, they carried with them a joy they never known. The wise men experienced God's sovereignty in the direction them safely home. Our personal story, everybody has a story. Our personal story and our personal God. God will use that character in the story to reveal the hidden truths. But if we're not careful, we're going to miss them. But you know what? We can rest and reflect like Mary, assured that God knows our story and that he has a plan. We can't explain it all, but we know the one who guided us through the star. And the happy ending, you say, C.A.? He came to bring us inner peace, no matter our circumstance. That, my friends, is lessons hidden in the Christmas story. In closing, I want you to know something. I hate to bring this up again, masking, protecting yourself, COVID-19 going around, the pandemic we've said has been coming, waiting on the FDA approval. We're going to make it. Oh, CA, that's easy for you to say. You say we're going to make it. I'm dirt poor. Okay. But God can bless you if you give it all to him. You know, I'd rather have nothing than have God. You know that? People think they laugh at me when I say that. I'd rather be living in a tent, knowing that I've got Jesus Christ. You see, Christmas, yeah, you know, you want to bring some joy out to the kids. But Christmas, what is the true meaning of Christmas? Isn't the presents? Isn't the giving? And that's nice. Those things are nice. It's having Jesus in our heart and knowing that he is our Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God, and our loved ones that have gone on before us. They're going to be able to see them one day. 2 years ago, it would be almost 2 years ago since my Aunt Terry passed away. Unexpectedly. I reflect back and think about it from time to time as the date gets closer when it happened about a month ago. Well, in 1 month, it'd be 2 years. I'm sorry, you have to forgive me. January would be 2 years about this time. Who would ever knew? Wouldn't you love to see your loved ones when God calls you home up in heaven? You can, if you get it right with God. Doing good deeds, going to church is good, going to Sunday school is good and all that. Helping people, doing a radio show like I've done, baking cookies, whatever, that's all good. But what God's looking for is, did you accept me as personal Savior? And there's a lot of people that are not going to accept God, which is sad. I've had people make fun of me in the past. They still do. But you know what? God reminds me in my mind. He says, you know, hold your head up high. You are a child, my child, of the Almighty God. And you know what? God loves the sinners. No matter what sin we've ever committed, he loves us. He cares about us. He wants the best for us. You just got to make sure you're God ready. Ricky was God ready. Are you? If I can help you, please email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. I ain't about salvation numbers. I ain't about, I saved 1,000 people. No, I'm just here to learn as much as y'all are, and I learn every day. Even ministers learn. That's what I do, is I learn every day. But I know my heart is right with Jesus Christ because I love him. Because, see, I came at 6 years old, at age 6 years old, with childlike faith. And I'm proud to say I'm a Christian. Like I said, if I don't have anything in life, I've got Christ. But I do have things in life. He's blessed me in many ways. Ways that I'll never be able to pay back, and you won't as well either, friends, if you think about it. But what you can do for him is you can try to lead others to Christ. You don't have to push Christ on them. There's ways of doing it. I'm talking to everybody. I mean, good grief. We got to get through this, guys, somehow. Sure, it's depressing. Sure, this COVID's depressing. So, yeah, you just don't understand. No, I understand. I lost a friend that passed away yesterday from COVID. Yes, I understand. I know people that's been infected. Yes, I understand. I do. And I understand that you've lost loved ones. Maybe with COVID, maybe in other circumstances. I don't know what you're going through. The closest I've ever come to has been my grandparents and my aunts. I lost two of them that year. But you know what? They're up in heaven. My grandparents, I know beyond shadow of doubt, they're up in heaven. My grandmother on my dad's side, she's up in heaven. I can't make you. I can't say, oh, you go or else. No, it ain't my job to do that. My job is to love, serve, have fun. Do some Christian comedy when we can. Make people laugh, make people smile. Be an encouraging radio station. You know? Guys, that's what it's all about. Pressing on for the kingdom. We do need. I do agree with some people. I had somebody ask me, we need more Billy Grahams in the world. Exactly, we do. Who's going to be the next Billy Graham? Is it going to be you? Is it going to be me? But we can do Billy Grahams in different ways. And I use Billy Graham not as an idol. I use Billy Graham because he made his mistakes. He never said he was a perfect preacher, but he knew how to really put an evangelistic preaching style sermon out there to tell people, because it was always about Christ. Always. And that's what it should be about. I know pastors all across America, well, my numbers, I got 25 saved, I got 60. Well, good. I baptized 14. Good. Good. It ain't about numbers, okay? Unless you got to report that into your who's ever above you. That's understandable. You know, it's what you did for God that counts. You see, I sat in a pew for a long time, and I did ministry work for a long. I've done it all. Sung in a choir, was a children's church director. I got little kids saved. I've done it all. I come from a good Christian, home. And good godly parents. We did bus ministry for many years. In our teenage years, we called our golden years. Me and my brothers, they'll tell you. We had good times. We were the all-American Walton family, I guess you could say. We have our faults. We're human like everybody else. But you know what? There's things I can share with my kids, and you could probably share with your kids things that you've done. You don't have to be doing all that stuff. You may have gotten saved later in your life, and if you have, that's okay. I'm not out for bragging rights. I'm out because God tells me to tell it. And that's what I do. You see, when God, if I've got something planned that I'm teaching on, if God says, hold on a minute, go back to something else, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be obedient and listen to him. How, C.A.? Well, I pray. You see, God is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He is three in one. He is the Trinity. We need to remember that. A lot of people, you know, I mean, I can't tell people, I can't tell anybody what to do. That's not my job. All I can do is love and serve and do what's in his will. I can't tell anybody how to run a church. I can't tell anybody how to run a children's department, even though I've done it for many years. I can't tell anybody how to be a youth minister. I've done that too as well with my parents. They were awesome, and I will never to this day ever tell you that they wasn't awesome youth pastors. So our youth ministers, we go back in the day and say that. So, you know, there's lots to be proud of. And we just try to pour it on to people. Dad, bus ministry for 7-8 years back in the heyday days, the Baptist days back in the 70s. There's a lot of things that you can do. There is a lot. Will you do it for God? Even when COVID lifts up, will you do it for God? We got some exciting things before I pray. We got some exciting things coming up on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show, guys. I'm eventually going to be going out and doing some guest speaking. I'm going to be doing caps, coffee mugs. We're gonna really get it rolling. T-shirts, pins. I've got some things in the making right now. We may wind up redesigning our logo. Thanks to listeners like you, over 2 million listeners, and I'm not even about numbers. I'm just telling you, that's how much the hunger of God, the hunger of Christ is out there. Even the shut-ins. And let me just stop there. It's a little sensitive part. I don't mean to ramble before we pray. Don't forget about the senior citizens out there, will you? These nursing homes and stuff. I know you can't go in there to visit them unless you're family for a bit. Pray for these people because they're really, I hope this vaccine comes quick for them. I did nursing home ministry for 7 years. 7 years I did a 55 Bible drive. That is pretty doggone good. I don't even want the praise for that. I did it because I loved and I cared. And I preached on and I continued to do that for 7 years. What a ministry. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're going to lead off in prayer. Thank you for hearing me rumble. I normally don't try to rumble too much. And again, on behalf of Ricky's family, thank you for praying for them and being in continual prayer the next few days and months. Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do, Father God. We just pray you be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us. Thank you for just being in our lives, and we pray that this vaccine comes as quickly as possible, and people that are sick, that you heal them, flu-wise, COVID-wise, and we know you got us, for we love you. And we think of Ricky's family. We pray for Louise, Tammy, and his son. Just pray you just be with them and protect them, for we ask in your precious name. Amen. Okay, that's going to wrap it up for a Monday. Yeehaw! All right, you didn't hear the first time you heard me say that, isn't it? Well, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeart Radio Network. Also catch me on Eternity Ready Radio. Morning show, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. I want you to have a great Monday as well. And enjoy life. LIFE! Exclamation point dot. We'll talk to you later. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.